Lesson 15, Victory. Principle 5 says, voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in my life and humbly ask him to remove my character defects. Matthew 5:6 says that happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. Step 6 says, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. And James 4:10, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Step 7 is also part of this, which says, we humbly asked him to remove all our shortcomings. And the Bible verse from 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Think about it. How can you have victory over your defects of character? The V in victory stands for voluntarily submit, which means we should voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in my life and humbly ask him to remove my shortcomings. In Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, we read, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and pleasing to him. Let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. In Principle 3, we made a decision to turn our lives over to God's will. Now, in step 6, you are entirely ready to have God remove all your defects of character. It is important to understand that Principle 5 is a process. Lasting change takes time. The remainder of this lesson outlines the process to have God make the positive changes in your life that you and he both desire. The I in victory stands for identify character defects. Identify which character defects you want to work on first. Go back to the wrongs, shortcomings and sins you discovered in your inventory. Ask God to first remove those that are causing the most pain. Proverbs 16:9 says, in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. The C in victory stands for change your mind. When you become a Christian, you are a new creation, a brand new person inside. The old nature is gone, but you have to let God change or transform you by renewing your mind. The changes that are going to take place are a result of a team effort. Your responsibility is to take the action to follow God's directions for change. Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. The T in victory stands for turn over character defects. Turn your character defects over to Jesus Christ. Relying on your own willpower has blocked your recovery. You have tried to change your hurts, hang-ups and habits by yourself and were unsuccessful. So let go and let God. James 4:10 says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. The O in victory stands for one day at a time. Recovery works one day at a time. Your lifelong hurts, hang-ups and habits need to be worked on in 24-hour increments. Life by the yard is hard, but life by the inch is a cinch. Matthew 6:34 says, "Don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time." The R in victory stands for recovery is a process. Once you ask God to remove your character defects, you begin a journey that will lead you to new freedom from your past. Don't look for perfection. Instead, rejoice in steady progress. Philippians 1:6, "And I am sure that God, who began a good work within you, will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns." The Y in victory stands for you. You must choose to change. To ask for help to change your hurts, hang-ups and habits requires humility. We need to stop trying to make the changes on our own power. We need to humbly ask him to remove all our shortcomings. We need to rely on his power to change us. James 4, verses 6 to 8 says, "God gives strength to the humble, so give yourselves humbly to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And when you draw close to God, God will draw close to you." Here is the Principle 5 prayer. Dear God, show me your will in working on my shortcomings. Help me not to resist the changes that you have planned for me. I need you to direct my steps. Help me stay in today, not get dragged back into the past or lost in the future. I ask you to give me the power and the wisdom to make the very best I can out of today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Write about it. Question 1. As you voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in your recovery, how does Romans 12:1 and 2 help you know that real, positive change is possible? Question 2. In Principle 5, you need to ask God to help you identify the defects of character that you need to work on first. List the changes that you want to ask God to help you work on now. When will you work on them? Question 3. God's word teaches us that real change comes from the changing of our minds. We must take the positive action required to follow God's directions. List the actions that you need to take to begin working on the defects of character that you listed in the last question. Make an action plan. Make a list of defects of character. The things I need to stop doing. The things I need to start doing. Question 4. List the specific ways that you have turned from relying on your own willpower to relying on God's will for your life. Question 5. What does the phrase "one day at a time" mean to you and your recovery? Question 6. It has been stated that recovery is not perfection. It is a process. Do you agree with that, and why? Question 7. What does humility mean to you? How will being humble allow you to change? Here are some verses for Principle 5b. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but be a new and different person with a fresh newness in all you do and think. Then you will learn from your own experience how his ways will really satisfy you. James 1 verse 5. If you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him, and he will gladly tell you, for he is always ready to give a bountiful supply of wisdom to all who ask him. He will not resent it. James 4 verses 6 and 7. But he gives us more and more strength to stand against all such evil longings. As the scripture says, God gives strength to the humble, but sets himself against the proud and haughty. So give yourselves humbly to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:8. And when you draw close to God, God will draw close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and let your hearts be filled with God alone to make them pure and true to him. And James 4 verse 10, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Finally, Ephesians 3 verse 20, now glory be to God, who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes.